Well, the Scituate Select Board and Planning Board held a joint meeting last night to discuss the town's master plan. And joining us this morning with a recap of that meeting is Town Administrator Jim Boudreau. Mr. Boudreau, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. How are you this morning?
Doing well, doing well. So what was the overall result of that meeting?
The board's had a very good discussion last night about the master plan. As we discussed yesterday, the town meeting approved the master plan at the fall town meeting, and the planning board actually won an award for the quality of our master plan. But there's an implementation plan at the end that has about 12 or 13 critical paths, including water and sewer infrastructure, zoning, and things like that. So what the board did is they appointed a master plan implementation committee. It's going to consist of a member of the planning board and a member of the select board to be named later, the town administrator, the finance director, the director of planning and development, the DPW director, and the town planner. And what that committee will do is first we'll go through the implementation phases and what's on there and let the boards know what we've accomplished already and what's in the process, and then get down to those things that are still to be tackled by being listed in the master plan. So we really want to make sure that the master plan is a document that we're using to guide development and guide things that we're doing in Scituate, as opposed to something that's just going to be on the shelf and collect dust.
Now, were there any major disagreements between committee members last night?
No, really. They very good conversations, more conversations on how we're going to do this and how we're going to prioritize things. But I think the board's got along very well. I think they do have some basic agreement as to what needs to be done, what priorities there are. Obviously, water and sewer infrastructure being two of the biggest, as well as coastal resiliency and climate change. So I think really good discussions, and I think from here, the boards will be able to get together and we'll be able to move forward and start implementing a lot of this stuff.
And what exactly are the specific timelines for this, dude? Is that known yet?
No timelines for it yet. I think once the boards appoint members to the committee, then we'll be able to put stuff together and get a report back to both boards. But you'll probably talk a little bit later, probably early spring, before that would happen.
And as you mentioned, of course, this is going to impact the town's capital plan as well.
Making sure that these things are in the capital plan. We started that this year, and we brought all our outstanding foreshore protection projects that we're currently working on into the capital plan, making sure we have long-range plans for the water department and the sewer department in terms of upgrading and fixing those facilities and making sure all those plans are incorporated in the capital plan also, so that we have a look at exactly what we have going forward and what the fiscal implications of those are going to be.
All righty. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. Have a good day.
Thank you. You as well.